Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 17th week after the Sunday of Trinity. Sunday, our scripture reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. One Sabbath, when he went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully, and behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus reported to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on the Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told the parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." Two main points must be considered in this gospel. One is a point which all the gospels have in common, and the second one is something special. The first point, the point which all the gospels have in common, is that they portray Christ for us, showing us who and what he is and what we should expect from him. In this respect, the gospels all teach us faith and love. They continually remind us of the importance of faith. The man who has dropsy illustrates this point. He had heard something of the gospel beforehand. Some report had probably reached him of how the Lord Jesus Christ was such a friendly, good, and kind man, helping everyone and sending no one away without help and consolation. Had he not heard such a report about Christ, he would hardly have followed him right into the Pharisee's house. He must have received information on Christ and heard something very encouraging about Christ and believed it. Let us pray. Your promises and assurances, O Lord, are always most encouraging. Stir up within our hearts the faith and trust always to accept your promises and assurances in all confidence, for your mercy and truth's sake. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.